This is Len, and you're listening to Big J, D, and Lipa on the Jabbercast, Talk Radio on the go.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big J, D, and Lipo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big J, D, and Lipo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
And I'm Lipo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
Things are running fairly smooth, I guess, for being so complicated.
Things aren't complicated, are they?
I don't know. Maybe I make them that way.
I think you do. Maybe not on purpose, but...
No, not on purpose.
It's your modus operandi.
It's too much on the go.
Well, that's what we are. We're talk radio on the go.
That's right, because we're a podcast as well.
Yes. If you're listening to us right now, it's not very handy. It's not like you take your radio with you and listen to us in your car. But I'm glad you're listening. Whoever is listening.
Is listening in the car handy?
If it's the Jabbercast, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm listening to the Jabbercast in my car. Is this ever handy? I hope they talk about car maintenance on this show.
Yeah, because I'm pulled over to the side of the road.
And just so happens this morning, we are talking about car maintenance, aren't we?
No. Women in car maintenance.
Women in car maintenance. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, they do not go hand in hand. Mm-mm. I can't see anything.
You can't see anything? Well, you should open your eyes. Or you should have your sunglasses on.
That'd be a good idea, but that makes things worse because it's just that I have this in front of everything.
Kiwi thinks that's funny.
Here we got an audience here in the studio this morning.
It's just the bird.
What's going to happen when we have Jabbercast Studio East and Jabbercast Studio East? We're moving one of the studios from the west to the east. One's city, one's county.
Sure. It's the urban version.
City cast and county cast.
And the rural version.
Hey, welcome to County Cast. Today we're discussing John Deere and...
TSC stores.
What's that?
TSC stores, tractor store company.
TSC, tractor store company. Uh-huh. Wow, I like the analogy they put into that name.
It's been around pretty since cool, like, I don't know, 1920 or something.
Whenever the first tractor was made. Wonder when that was.
Yeah, it's probably pretty close to that time.
After the bulls and horses were pulling gear.
It was the Industrial Revolution time of...
We should make our own revolution. What can we have?
No, let's just revolt. The revolting cocks.
It's the podcast revolution.
It's a revolution in new media.
Why do you got to drag our anatomy into this anyway so early this morning?
Because I'm trying to get some sponsorship.
We lost all we could have gotten.
I don't know.
Unless the farmers are interested. All that talk about cocks.
What's farmers going to do with cocks? Oh, cock-a-doodle-doos.
Well, they have birds.
Yeah.
Birds are cocks.
Yes, they are. The ones that cock-a-doodle-doo, roosters. Roosters are cocks.
Are they the only ones?
Are they the only cocks?
Yeah. Is that why they call them cocks?
That's why they cock-a-doodle-doo. No, actually, you and Lana were talking about that, weren't you?
Yeah, roosters. Roosters cocking. Crowing.
Rooster's cock.
Rooster's
crowing, yes. Not the cocking part. I had to do some cocking the other day right here by the door.
Did you?
Yeah. It was brown.
I'm sure to walk around that area.
It's brown Silicon Valley. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
So far, nothing much.
Okay.
We're talking about turnoffs today.
Okay.
And if we had the page up.
Page up. Oh, right. We're talking about turnoffs.
We could actually...
I was just trying to find out which... Know,
you're looking at some code there, I see.
Yeah, I was trying to find out which show this is, but hell if I...
Well, it'll tell you on the schedule page. Oh, no, it doesn't.
No, it didn't. That's okay. Turnoffs. We take a look at the things that turn us off and the things that probably turn most people off. From the stinky guy in the gym to women who just yap way too much. smoking, crazy laughs, sneezing and coughing. I got a cough this morning. Bad breath, obnoxious people who won't get the digital camera out of your face, like Big JD. Well, you get the picture. Well, there's a
pun or something
pun there. In there, yeah. Have you turned anybody off by sticking a digital camera in their face before?
Hell yeah.
You think?
Everybody. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know if that's a turn
starting with everybody in my family.
Is it a turn off?
I think it is for some people.
Yeah.
It's a real turn off when you see, oh, here comes so-and-so with his camera.
Yeah, well, why don't we figure out what a turn off is? What's the definition of a turn off?
Turn off is something that you probably wish you could turn off, stop. Something that you are sort of perturbs you, maybe sort of disgusts you. You don't like it. It doesn't make you feel good. Kind of turns you off.
Turns you off. That's what I think. That turns the recipient.
The person off that, yeah.
I was turned on. Ooh, but that turned me off.
It's the opposite of turned on, yeah. You're turned on when you're kind of like excited about something or you like something a lot or you want to see it or do it. It's kind of the opposite of that.
Right.
You're turned off from something. You don't care for it. And it's not only attributed to people, I don't think, like when you're turned off by a person or something a person does, but I think there's other things as well, such as, things, places. You can be turned off about a particular place.
Like where?
The dump? Off. Yeah, something like that. The smell of the dump, city dump. Yeah. That's a turn off.
For sure.
Turn offs can be, you know, I think usually when we think about turn offs, you think about something that somebody does, a person or something, like, he smokes. That's kind of a turn off, you know, or that kind of thing, or somebody or something they do turns you off.
Yep.
But I think it can be a lot broader than that. And we can discuss some other things as well as just, you know, things that people can do to turn you off. But we could start there for sure.
Do you want to start with the crazy laughter?
Yeah, that can be a turn off sometimes, especially if maybe it's a potential date or something like that.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even thinking of that.
Laughing really goofy or...
I was thinking like Aunt Jane or some lady who was...
Well, sure, an aunt or somebody that does something. You know, I had an uncle that used to always, he'd take his first two fingers and pinch your cheek with it, but backwards, like, you know, like pull on your cheek.
That's nice.
That's a turn off. It's, you know, you're going to see Uncle Sam, and that's what he's going to do every time. Uncle Sam.
Yeah, that is a turn off. Did you ever tell Uncle Sam about that?
Well, no.
Is he dead now?
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah. Real bummer. Actually, he passed away quite some time ago, but we were just kids at the time, really. You know what I mean? Sort of.
Oh, I see. So you had like the chubby
cheeks.
So
you're not going to say, like, don't do it or smack his hand away or something or give him a shot.
Stomp on his toe.
And then he went on to work. They moved to California and he worked in the farmer's market out there.
Very nice. Did he go out there just to work on a farmer's market?
Retired. Went out there and just did some part-time marketing thing.
Marketing.
Yeah. That's what you could call that.
People who sell their produce outside. I'm into marketing.
So, yeah, there's something people do. Or like you say, ants that got a wacky giggle or something. That can be a turnoff. But I think if you blind date or something, and you go to a nice little restaurant with somebody and they have that crazy laugh or that... And that can be a turnoff.
Could be.
Some people may like it.
Yeah, some people may like it.
That's right. You laugh like a pig.
Yeah, the
louder.
The grunting and the snorting.
Yeah. Well, it all depends where it is, I guess, but not in a restaurant.
There's other things like people talking loudly behind you in a restaurant, which I think we discussed that.
Or just behind your back in general. And you know people do that, and that can be a turnoff. Well, he's always got something to say behind your back or to somebody else about you. That's a turnoff of a person. But loudly behind you, sure. Or a theater.
Yes.
Kicking your chair in the show. Many a time I've told people, don't kick my chair again in the theater. Because that's one thing I can't stand. And then eventually we just only sit up at the back wall now anyway. So
no one can
kick. I can't have anybody behind me. I'll get thrown out.
That's interesting. Usually it's a little kid doing that.
Yeah, but some people have their foot against it or sometimes they're tapping on it, you know what I mean? And then, like, just stop.
Maybe that's what you don't like about airplanes as well. People behind you.
No, that doesn't... I never thought about that for an okay. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Usually places like that, it's not so bad, but theaters always seem to be something. Either somebody's making noise or people are talking or...
Yeah.
Those can be turnoffs. This show is almost... It could lead into like a things that piss us off show, you know, because a lot of things can... Are not maybe necessarily turnoffs, but they...
Piss off.
Can bother you.
I'll piss off, would you?
It'll piss off. My name's Ozzy. He's not like that anymore, though, right?
No.
I haven't seen him after he's been better, but I think about that once in a while because he's like used to be whacked out.
Way whacked out. It's like his tongue didn't work even.
He's always cute sometimes.
That doesn't turn me off. Ozzy.
No, how could Ozzy turn? You know what turn is another turn off? You know what an energy vampire is?
Energy vampire, no. Well,
maybe an emotional vampire, somebody that kind of sucks all the fun out of, you know, or the energy or your positivity.
That's what for me, the turn off thing, we already defined it, I know, but like you say, positivity or whatever, if you're not even turned on, but you just have some kind of, you know, energy flow going through, and then someone else interrupts it with some kind of...
It is just bring your level of feeling of anything down. There are people that are, you know, they term them emotional vampires or an energy vampire, and they just, you know, are a real downer.
Downers.
That's what it is. You get brought down.
Downer's another really good way of describing a turn off.
Yeah. Or a drug.
I used to do downers.
Yeah. Now he's doing uppers.
I wish I could. Well, I'm drinking a cup of tea.
What kind of tea do we have, by the way?
You're just drinking green tea. I'm drinking orange pekoe.
Okay. We're at our regular routine this morning.
Yeah. I can't
put much thought into things this morning. I was up late. Early.
I was up early. Did the annual Iron Horse Bash.
The what?
The annual Iron Horse Bash.
Did you say annual first time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Did you sleep or did you stay up?
No, I had to go to sleep, yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't do the marathon.
And how did that go, by the way? Must have been cool.
It's always awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
They just pile in there. They love us and they treat us like kings.
You guys actually, obviously you guys know a lot of songs and you know, probably played a lot last night.
Oh, yeah.
Do you kind of gear things more towards stuff like what you might find on like the Harley Davidson road song CDs and that kind of thing? Like,
yeah, we got to make
road
sure.
Road songs and whatnot.
We make sure that we brush up on all those tunes that,
right.
That would fit in that category. But we play almost everything, honestly, that we know. Because we're playing from 9 to 3.
And I imagine some down and out jam session stuff or no? Do you guys do that?
Yeah, a couple tunes that call for it or that you can just go ahead and do a Grateful Dead kind of 10-minute jam sort of thing. But we did a couple tunes that we don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just started them and someone started singing and okay, here we go. And I don't know how we got to the end of it and it's like, how did we do that? Who knew that tune? Anyway.
Well, every show's got to have some filler.
Yeah, you're right. Every show. And that was probably some... But the people love it.
Well, of course.
They eat that up.
Oh, yeah. They like the ad-lib thing. They can feel that.
That's the thing there. There's just people right up against the stage and they're dancing and we're feeling their love and they're feeling our whatever we're giving off. And it's cool. It's very nice. But I'm paying today. My throat is just loving me.
Yeah. That's a turnoff, a hoarse throat. Is it a turnoff when, and maybe we'll get into this more when we do that show we're going to do on you know,
This is Lippo, and you got it tuned to WKBR.
The Jabbercast with Big J.D. and Lippo on every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Okay, we're back, and where were we?
Where were we? We were talking about my gig last night, but you were saying it was about some other show. You're talking about reference to another show that we're going to do or something?
Oh, yeah. The show about, we were talking about the Audi belly buttons and the big ears and all the crazy stuff like that.
Oh, human imperfections.
Yeah. And I was thinking that sometimes those kinds of things could be a turnoff, I guess, couldn't they? To another other person. I mean, is that what you'd call that? Or if some people are kind of afraid of some things like that? You know, the guy with the hold the thing and talk strange?
Yeah.
It's like that might scare somebody?
Yeah.
Is it would you call it a turnoff or just a scary thing? Or the ones that they have to wipe it all the time? The hole in the throat thing?
It's all tracheotomy.
Yeah. That too. That's another one. Okay. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, if you're eating dinner in a decent restaurant or something, and a guy next to you has the hole there and he keeps wiping it or something, that would be a turnoff. In that situation, I guess, maybe. Not necessarily just walking down the street, but...
Right.
Or things like that. But anyway, that might be another show.
That reminds me of a Seinfeld where the chick had the foot with the one toe was longer than the...
Yeah, I think one. I recall that, yeah.
I remember it, okay. And George was so turned off, he refused to go see the Beatles or something. Or
I can't really remember, but I remember something about it. And
he was turned off. Couldn't do it.
Or there was one there where the chick was turned off by something Jerry was doing all the time. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He promised not to do it. Then he just got tired of her or something, and then he just did it, and that was it with her.
He's going to do what he wants to do. And you do that often, don't you?
Do what?
Hello.
Hello. I don't do that.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Is there anything about yourself that Lanith finds a turnoff?
Yeah, probably just about everything.
Oh, everything.
Just about everything I do. I don't know if it's a turnoff, but I get in trouble for it all.
No. You can't get in trouble with Lana.
No. I can't get in trouble with Lana.
No, she loves you too much.
Turnoffs, actual turnoff. Yeah, there's a few things like... See, now, I guess they could be called turn-offs, but a lot of times I'll use a butter knife for peanut butter or peanut butter and honey or whatever, and then I'll leave it at the side of the sink with the blade part over top of inside the sink, like, you know, sitting on the side, and she hates that. Or tea bag in the sink. I just throw it in the sink. I don't know. Is that a turn-off, or is it a peeve, or is it a...
That sounds peevy, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that, you know, and I don't like hair all over, you know, from blow-drying.
Yes.
Can't stand walking on hair in my bare feet or knowing that it's there when you go put your socks on and you got somebody's hair on your feet. Or
you can feel hair on your feet.
You put on a sock and a hair's pulling on your toe and you take it off and run wrap it. That's a turnoff.
That would be a turnoff.
But while she had really short hair for a long, then she grew her hair longer and now there's hair, you know, around.
Sure.
So, and that's a turnoff for me is the hair on the floor. You know, kind of thing.
So when
I always tell her, "Can you vacuum up your carpet in the bathroom there?" But so, and I know what that was like because
you had long hair for sure. And you can feel hair on your feet.
Well, I don't know if you can always feel it, but you just know there's hair. I'm walking on it. You know, if I stop thinking for 1 second and walk away, then I know I'm walking on hair.
Walking on hair,
or you can't see it on carpet, really.
No, you can't.
If you go like this for a couple minutes and gather up stuff, you're gonna have a pile of stuff.
Yeah, that's why I love carpeting.
But
gathering.
Yeah. But I mean, I remember when I had long hair and it was everywhere and my parents used to go crazy over it. And now I do the same thing. I keep telling her, just shave your head. That'd be sweet. Like Sinead.
Sinead O'Connor.
There is no H there. How does that work? Same with the Sade thing. Sadie. Yeah.
Sexy.
I bet that's what it is. Sadie.
Don't know how that works. They're just making up letters. That don't exist.
Yeah.
More turnoffs.
Users.
Abusers.
And abusers.
Losers. Oh, I'm sorry. No,
but users, somebody that
users.
Is a user.
User of what?
Well, I don't know. Use you for things.
Oh, use
you
people.
For something. Maybe a neighbor that's always over the fence. Can I borrow your cutters? Can I borrow this? Can I borrow that? Can I...
Borrow your camera.
Something. Your camera. Yeah. Well, no. No, that's different, I think. It's, I don't know. You know what a user is, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I try to stay away from those people, usually.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really, I don't know that I really have to think if there's any that I really, like, kind of know firsthand or would have ever hung out with. Like, I don't think there was anybody that was really a user, you know, but I've seen them and kind of thing or...
Yeah.
Kind of just come over and want everything, or just come over to eat, or just come over for, I don't know.
Come over to eat.
Who knows?
We got this buddy who lives down the road here. A buddy of my kids.
Yeah.
That's what he comes over and he's rummaging through the cupboards, through the fridge. I've got a fridge downstairs. He's just helping himself.
Yeah.
He's not asking. He's just eating. He's got some low manners, but anyway. And he's a turnoff for sure.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, you could kind of term that as a turnoff, I guess. But I don't know. There must be other meanings for some of these things, though.
Yeah, he's...
But it can turn you off, or when you see him coming. Oh, geez.
Yeah, you're good. Because he's a nice enough guy, but he just has no couth.
So users and abusers can definitely be turned off.
Positively.
And what about, is there anything else that you want to add about as far as people are concerned?
People and turnoffs?
Well, yeah, people. So far, we've just kind of discussed about people. Things people. That turn you. What else do we have on the site there? We must have had some good things there. Coughing and sneezing and people. Maybe somebody that doesn't cover their face when they sneeze or something. That's a turnoff.
Especially if it's in your face or behind your head. Like someone sneezes behind
you. You feel it on the back of your neck.
That's nice.
Like a spray.
Now, can you get sick from people coughing on your neck?
Of course.
Of course, he says.
Yeah. It's airborne. So, I mean, that's even worse that it's actually directly on your skin. But, I mean, shaking hands is the worst. That's how they say that, you know, besides airborne, germs transfer from one person to another through the hands. Hands are supposedly one of your dirtiest things.
I'd have to think so.
Yeah. They're exposed all the time. They touch so many different things. And so we should probably be shaking other things together. It'd be a lot cleaner.
You want to rub noses?
That's not what I had in mind, but
okay.
Let's try it.
All right.
Okay. That was nice. Anything else?
Smoking. What do you think about smoking? That's a big turn off.
Smoking is a big turn off to me. I wouldn't date anybody that smoked.
Well, the marriage thing is probably stopping you though, right?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't date anybody that was married or that was outside of my marriage.
When I smoked, I dated girls who smoked.
Yeah.
Did you smoke ever?
No.
Did we have a show on smoking?
We did. Yeah. I tried it when I was really young and I, you know, smoked other things through my career of life.
Sure. Of course.
But cigarettes was not in my bag.
In your bag.
Yeah.
And we know Big JD's got some bags.
Lana smoked when I met her.
Get out.
And I was really hard on her about it. And besides that, health issues that, you know, she shouldn't have been smoking anyways.
No. That really surprises me that she smokes. Just knowing how she's right. You know, she's got a trainer. She goes to the gym.
Yeah, she's very health conscious, especially now. But at the time, she was fairly fresh from Europe. Nothing over there but smoking in cafes. You know, that's the thing there, social aspect of it. And she didn't smoke a lot. And in fact, I honestly don't ever recall her having a package of cigarettes.
Oh, really?
She must have just been using all her friends.
She's a user.
But I think it was only when they went for coffee that she'd go for coffee and a smoke. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. And I never really, other than that, like, you know, really when I hung out with her or anything, she never smoked.
That's
and
weird.
I was probably part of the reason, but I mean, I think it was that social aspect, that European way of, you know, a lot of them,
yeah,
the outdoor cafes to smoke and have the little,
espresso?
The other little espressos. And
I could go for one of those right now.
That's the thing. Yeah. A smoke?
Espresso.
Let's go for a smoke. We'll come back in. We better take a
smoke break.
WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
WKBR.ca.
Yeah.
I'm glad TJ Amy's doing this thing. More turnoffs.
Any other people turnoffs? Things that people do? What about somebody that's sitting next to you and they're itching themselves, like scratching themselves? You know what I mean? They're itchy everywhere.
If they're constantly doing it, you want to give them some
like
gold bond.
Like you wonder if they have bugs or something because they're itching like crazy. Not just their crotch. I mean, everywhere.
Whoa. It's funny you say that because I have one memory when you say itching your crotch.
He's got one memory and we're going to hear it right now.
Sitting in Edna's restaurant and I was looking out the door and there's these two girls and an older woman walking down the street. And I could see them as they're coming up. And just as they're at their closest point they could be to me in the window, one of the girls reaches down and just gives herself a really good scratch right between the legs. It was like the least thing you expected her to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're checking around. It's pretty nice. Whoa! She's like her hand is
buried. That's going to be a turn off if you're in a restaurant.
I was eating eggs.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
It was breakfast time?
It was breakfast time. That's the only time you go to Edna's. Edna's doesn't even serve dinner, I don't think. Just go there for some coffee and a smoke. No, I'm just kidding. You could smoke in Edna's at one time. But now they just burn the food and smoking there all the time. Just kidding. That's this morning's sponsor, Edna's Restaurant, Bell River, Ontario.
Edna's fine breakfast.
Edna's used to be a great place. Actually, they opened in the morning, and then they'd open like really early in the morning on a weekend, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So when the bars got out, they were open, and people used to go over there and chow down. But anyway, I just remember you say itching, the itching of your body parts.
Yeah, what about...
That's not too much of a turn off to me.
No?
No.
Not even if there's somebody sitting right next to you and just scratch themselves like crazy, can't stop, everywhere?
I feel for them, maybe. Not that I've ever been itchy everywhere, but who knows what situation they're in or what happened to them. Maybe they got poison ivy.
What about really messed up looking hands or feet that you see on people? If they have sandals or their hands are all something wrong. Some people I've seen... somebody in particular that was doing some paperwork for us at one time. Anyway, his nails were all either must have been bit so far down everything, and there was like dry blood on everything.
Ooh.
And this was like a what do you call it? Person a
what do you call it?
You know, a person of stature of some kind, like
a notary.
Pretty close.
Yeah,
and. You know, he's an important person.
Yeah.
With an important job.
Right.
And his fingers were just a real bloody mess.
Bloody mess!
It was a bloody mess. Really bad. Like, I didn't even want to look at them. And he handed me a pen, and everything went in slow motion.
No.
And I pretended I was going to grab it, and then when he let go, and I just, like, dropped it, like, I just moved my hand away so it fell on the floor. It was really slow motion. And then... I was like, oh, Lana, do you have a pen? No, I didn't do that. But I'm just saying it was pretty kind of gross.
That is gross.
And that's a turnoff.
Well, that's more than a turnoff. That's a dude, like you're in a public place and dealing with the public.
Yeah. But then again, I mean, even if you meet somebody or you hang out, you meet a few people somewhere, maybe even a bar and a couple of chicks or something like that. And the one's got really bad fingernails or something. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know.
Can be a turnoff anyway.
It sure can.
That kind of stuff.
It seems like you're talking from experience, talking about meeting up with chicks all the time.
I bring that up because of the meeting people thing. And I can't really say, you know, you meet another guy somewhere or something and kind of thing. So it's like you meet a girl, I guess, or I'm talking about like the kind of the first time meeting somebody or
right,
sort of thing.
Sure.
Or somebody you don't know, maybe
mm-hmm.
sitting next to you in a bar or a cafe or something and their fingers are all twisted up.
Well, you're talking about marks on your hands. There are, I know a few people too that have alopecia. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. A birthmark of some kind?
No, they have like skin that's two-tone almost, you know? It's like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. Almost as if they were burned or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or black people who are white have the same thing. That's what happens. Their skin turns white. That's what Michael Jackson has, I think.
Yeah.
That's why
anomalies that you actually kind of look at kind of thing. I don't know if they're all turnoffs or anything, but some could be that are really...
Sure.
Maybe something that's just really wrong.
Well, does Michael Jackson turn you on?
Sometimes. It all depends on what context I'm looking at him in. If he's got a baby dangling off a balcony, I'm soaked.
I'm soaked.
In any case, you want to move away from people and talk about some maybe places that could turn you off?
Sure.
We can always come back.
All right.
It's an open format here on the Jabbercast.
Yes, it is.
Which, by the way, resides at www.thejabbercast.com, and you can contact us as well.
The contact page. Click on the My Chingo widget and start recording your message. Let us know what you think of the show or give some show ideas or anything. Let us know what you're thinking. And if you want to get a hold of us at Showtime, I'm hanging out here right now with some people on...
We're live.
We're live.
At Showtime, you were live, but I mean, we can be contacted live at Showtime on Yahoo Messenger.
Yahoo
Username? Messenger.
The Jabbercast.
The Jabbercast. That's right. And if you absolutely have to email us, hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
What about stuff you see on the internet? Anything you see, you come across and say, oh, geez, that's a turnoff. Or, well, of course, spam's a turnoff, but...
Spam.
Windows.
Yeah, Windows is a big turnoff. Like, you don't want to go down that road right now. Why? That's a whole other show.
No.
I need hours for that.
No.
Windows sucks.
But you do...
Really bad.
You do work in that environment. And
I do.
And there are turnoffs about it.
So there sure are.
You come up to roadblocks or whatever. You just used to work in a certain way. And
do you know how many times that I've even been on with the other DJs and stuff like that on Yahoo and whatnot, and I'll be right back. I got to reboot.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. I don't think there's been any of them that haven't. Although I sometimes have to reboot my router to receive files. But I think I have some software that runs on some wacky ports, and I think it just disrupts things. But my computer, I don't have to reboot.
Wacky ports.
But PC, Windows, and that kind of thing there, you have to reboot that all the time. That's junk.
They seem to be doing okay, though.
Yeah, but the only reason that they are is because people don't know that there's another way, or they're scared to take it. That's the only reason.
Ignorance.
Anybody that would go Mac, why would you go back? I don't think they would, really, would they? No, you know anybody that went back? Said, no, this Mac is just useless. It's just junk. It's a problem. I never get viruses. I never have to reboot. I'm going back to Windows.
Well, I know that Adam Curry did, after his third PowerBook there, he bought a Sony laptop.
Why is that?
Just from the hardware aspect of it. He was just pissed. He had his PowerBook in the shop three times within like an 8 month period where he's without his PowerBook. And that, you know, that's his thing, you know. That's his main deal.
Yeah.
But now I just still listening to him, he's now considering going back again. He's all turned on with you know, the iPhone and the new iPod Touch. Actually, he's really enamored with the iPod Touch because he uses a lot of other communication devices. Mm-hmm. So, and he's a geek. But for people who use a Mac and they go to use Windows, it can be a turnoff. It's a turnoff to me. Even mentioning it, you know, people ask me questions about their computer and it's just a sinking feeling like, no, man, you run Windows. I probably could help you out, but...
But do you want to?
I really don't know anything about it. I tell them, you know, yeah, like, no, I don't run that.
Trying to get away from that myself.
I do try to get away from it myself, exactly. So people ask you questions as well? About their Windows thing?
Well, yeah, I came from PC land.
Came from PC.
You know what I mean?
It's on his birth certificate.
And we still have a couple of PCs that we use for some particular things, so I do still have a little bit of software, you know what I mean? Some particular things that, you know, so people need help with something, they'll need, you know something, they might need something, they might need something about the computer itself, and I'm just like, God, I can't wait till Vista takes over everything, and then that way I'm off the hook because I don't know nothing about Vista and never will. I'm not upgrading anything.
You're not going to...
No. XP's fine and everything. You know, if there ever comes a time on the PC that I have to or whatever, that's a possibility, but I can't ever see that happening.
A lot of people were like that for Windows 98. A lot of people hung on to Windows 98 for a long time.
I think they all hang on to everything for a long time.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Look at, I mean, even the Mac thing. A lot of people still hanging on to Windows or OS 9. And I think people hang on to the old stuff for a long time because they don't know. They're afraid of the new stuff. They see all the new things that they're putting into it and it's a whole new fangled thing, or they are intimidated to change, or they may think they need or they may need new software. you know, upgrades and updates and pay for that stuff, or they don't want to pay $130 even for this operating system, let alone $700 for one of the various 12 Microsoft operating systems.
Now there's 12.
Yeah.
You're such an exaggerator.
Exaggerators turn me off.
No, actually, they turn me on.
Yeah. Well, that can be fun.
Yeah. Build me up.
Build me up.
Buttercup. Don't break my heart. Don't make me think of songs.
We mentioned the city dump. That's really bad. That stinks. That's a turnoff, going to the dump or smelling that kind of thing. Even for a lot of people driving out in the county and smelling the farm patties. That could be a turnoff. I don't mind it.
Well, going down our road, if you're coming from Windsor, there's the cow place.
I don't know if I've ever smelt it or not, but
Corniker Acres, Corniker Farm, sorry. And that's cow poop you smell. And yeah, that smell is, it's pretty organic. You can almost smell the stuff they're eating in their poop, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas you keep coming a little bit farther this way, there's the chicken farm.
Oh, okay.
And on a really hot day, humid, oh, that just smells like...
We're driving somewhere and all of a sudden Lana's like, oh, because we're driving by some cow place or whatever. And I am like, oh, farm fresh air. That's beautiful. What are you talking about?
Yep. That's what it is. It's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph says, get iPhone $200 off or pay full price and get $100. That's a turn off. That's a turn off for him. Well, people who bought the iPhone like 2 months ago, they paid full price, $599.
Right.
And then when they introduced the iPod Touch, mm-hmm, they lowered the price $200 on the iPhone. Now they're $399 for the exact same phone people paid $599 for the week before.
Why do they do that to people?
And then, so Steve, I guess, got a whole bunch of email or whatever, and he ended up giving people $100 credits. Those people who bought their iPhone first are getting a $100 credit at the Apple Store.
Hmm.
So that's a turnoff to Ralph. That would be a turnoff to anybody.
That is a turnoff.
Who,
yeah,
got, who got burned.
It's a turnoff. Actually, something along those lines, a turnoff that I had to deal with the other day. Somebody ran out of gas.
Somebody.
And I had to go to the nearest place to get a gas can because I used to carry them in the Jeeps all the time and just don't have them anymore. Or I don't know where they are. So I had to buy a gas can. I stopped at a gas station. It was like triple the price than a
Canadian Tire
or Walmart or somewhere.
Sure.
And I'm like, you don't rent them anymore or anything? Or give, you know, you bring them back with a deposit, whatever? No, we sell them now. And I'm like, well, forget it. I'll go to Zeller's on my way to wherever I had to go to save whoever I had to save. And
they know who they are.
Oh yeah.
And they listen to the show.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so I went to another gas station because I'm figuring, well, it's just easier if I get it at a gas station. If it's going to be the same price as the other one, then whatever, I'll just get a, you know. And it was like another gas station was like $4 cheaper than the other gas station, yet still way more money than I could get it anywhere else for. And I'm like, I'll just buy it and put gas in it.
Yeah, gas stations got you as far as the convenience thing
nor
goes.
Was I reimbursed. So
okay,
but anyways,
there's a message for somebody.
The thing about the gas can, it's a real turnoff when you're somewhere where you have to buy or you need something, and there's, you know, they play on the fact that, you know, you're gonna need it from them, and or it's more convenient to get it there.
It's all convenience,
you know, so you have to pay for that.
You pay for that convenience,
just positively. Like gas on the highway is more money, and
yes,
I think the hamburgers at McDonald's are probably more money. Timbit, $2 for a Timbit there and 12 cents for one here. And then the other turnoff, and this is kind of a person thing, actually, if we could slide back that way.
Yeah.
I was at a gas station this morning on the way here.
Okay.
And the guy was on the phone the whole time. He did my thing. Debit card, whole thing, blah, 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 blah. He's on the phone. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. And
totally ignoring you.
And that's a turnoff to me.
Oh, yeah. That pisses me off.
Especially when they're not necessarily from here.
From here?
Yeah.
In my house, you mean?
Well, they're not born native of our country.
Oh, I see.
And that makes it even more of a turnoff.
How come? Because what's that going to do?
I don't know. I sort of feel that there's a little bit of ignorance there.
Is it ignorance or they just don't give a poop about you?
Well, either way.
Oh, it's their culture.
Maybe so. But I mean, it seems like there's not really anybody from here that owns a lot of the stores or gas stations and things like that. And then it seems like there's no courtesy from them a lot, though. You know what I mean? They're not courteous to the patrons and things like that, really.
Right.
Whereas you think other people might be.
I think, and that's based on our past experience. When people who own stores was, you know, it was your neighbor down the road or whatever. So you could, in two turnoffs, you can go to the gas station and expect the guy, hey, I ran out of gas. Kind of borrowed gas. Can, oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day when we were, you know, younger, a lot younger, you just go to the gas station and, like you say, and give the guy $5 and you're going to give him his Jerry K back. Or if you go to, you know, what was the confectioner down your street there, you know, you could walk in there and you get personal attention, even though you're only spending 5 cents on your penny candy.
Yeah.
You know, they would, you know, be talking right to you and give you all their attention. Now, like you say, you just walk in and they're not, they're just looking at the money coming in and the number on the cash register while they're having a conversation with somebody else. Yeah, I just think it's how we're conditioned as North Americans. It's what we grew up as, and then something else is thrown in the mix. And it doesn't help, like you say, though, a lot of these stores are owned by, there's nobody except foreign people who own them.
Yeah.
People who are not from here to begin with. And most of them are very nice and kind, but there's other idiosyncrasies.
I find everybody pretty nice and kind, but I just mean sometimes it's that thing like being on the phone. I mean, that's not necessarily not a non-kind thing, but it's just like, give me your attention at least while I'm, you know,
giving you my money.
Yeah.
I'm giving you my money.
I sometimes feel like maybe I should just go elsewhere. Not necessarily something that's owned by somebody of this country or whatever, but I mean, just somewhere where somebody's going to treat you with more respect.
Sure.
Yeah. That's where it goes. I think that's what it is. It's, you know, a lot of foreign people feel that they're not respected, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like maybe with a lot of things going on, or Middle Eastern people or something like that. But then I'll go into a store where somebody like of
Middle Eastern descent
owns the store or whatever, and then don't treat a person with respect or give you your attention while you're, you know, dealing with them or anything.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of where it, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's built into some people,
and maybe not everybody respects them, or they don't respect whatever, but I mean, I respect everybody and I want same thing back.
That's all,
no matter who it is.
That's right. So, that's all it boils down to,
pretty much. We wasted enough time on that.
Wasting time? No waste of time.
Dirty places can be a turn off, can they? Just something dirty. We go in somebody's house and it's just a disaster.
Oh, you mean actual dirty? I was thinking of sex dirt. When you said that dirty place.
Oh, dirty. That can be a turn on.
Exactly. No, you're talking
that's
about
next week's show.
Dirty. I know what you're talking about. Dirty places. Yeah. I
mean, as soon as you walk in, there's like dirty underwear in the foyer. I don't know.
I just picked up a pair of socks before you walked in here.
The socks aren't as bad as underwear, I wouldn't think.
No, you shouldn't leave your dirty underwear.
Somebody's got. She's laying in the front door as soon as you walk in. There's a big brown spot on them, and that would be horrible. That'd be a turnoff.
Pretty much, yeah. That's a turnoff. Yeah, you don't know where those have been.
Socks on the sidewalk. I don't know.
We have socks. My kids in socks.
I love that, actually. I think that's hilarious.
It's crazy. My kids are sock. Like, they should just get disposable socks.
The funny thing is, they just come off wherever.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we have a trampoline out in our front yard.
Well, trampoline and pools and skateboard ramps and whatever. There's bound to be stuff around. Kids, anyway. That's... Yeah, expected, but
sure. But the kids are usually the ones that have the skid marks in their underwear.
It turns me off now when I don't see socks out there somewhere in the front yard.
No, they're trying to get better at that. They're all their hockey equipment was out there last night.
Oh, yeah,
drying out or airing out or whatever you want to call it. They're gone to play hockey right now.
Oh, okay,
everybody's gone.
I noticed the van was gone.
Yeah, that is a turnoff. Hockey equipment smell.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, especially, I played when I was a kid.
Especially on a kid who you're sitting in your car and they come into the car. Not only do they have body odor because they've been just sweating for an hour.
Right.
But their hockey equipment has that nice hockey bag smell.
Hot, wet, stink.
Musty mold.
Or that's like a gym where a lot of people smell in the gym and that's horrible. Yeah,
that must be a turnoff too. I don't go to gym, but I know you used to go to the gym.
And another thing that's really bad about that is... A lot of times when, and I don't know if this happens in all gyms or what, but somebody's walking around spraying stuff and cleaning equipment while people are, you know, in the gym working. So you kind of get this whiff of Windex or whatever it is, and they're dusting things off. Meanwhile, you're at a machine next to them doing some kind of workout, and you're breathing heavy and you're sucking all this crap in. Like, why don't you guys wait till, you know, do it before people come or after hours or something. Don't clean up the gym while people are in it, spraying your crap and... throwing rags around and vacuuming, and there's all kinds of extra crap floating around in the air.
You bet.
That's not right.
That isn't right. Same with eating at a restaurant. Or being somewhere where they're sweeping the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think where I was at. I'm trying to think if I was eating or what I was doing, but I remember I was somewhere, and they were sweeping the floor, and like you could see this big dust cloud come up. while you're trying to eat your food. That's a turnoff. What about perfume?
Oh, perfume. Well, to me, especially if you have an allergy.
I do have an allergy to it. So. I find perfume smells good, but it just makes me feel
I don't mind it unless it's a lot. Like if you get in an elevator and some old lady was on there with like a real big mess of perfume. We're going to take a break, though. We'll come back with some more perfume, the Jabbercast, or the Jabbercast, the Jabber quote and such. We'll be back.
All right.
Well, now you know where to find Big JD and Lippo. Saturday and Sunday mornings, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at WKBR.ca. And Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Big JD and Lippo with the Jabbercast. 11 a.m. Sundays right here on WKBR.ca.
Got it tuned in to WKBR, Windsor's Kickin' Back Radio, WKBR.ca.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on WKBR.ca.
Okay, perfume. Perfume smells.
That's a smelly thing, yes.
Yeah. Does it actually, if you have an allergy, you know that it bothers you, but you say like you do like some of the smells.
I find the smell of a lot of perfume it's pleasant.
Not just perfume, but cologne.
Cologne too, yeah. But it just affects my body a certain way, and I'm just talking about too much perfume. Just
yeah.
Whoa.
If you are standing, I mean, I don't know how this works because you're allergic to it, but if you're standing in the vicinity of a man who is wearing a really nice smelling cologne, do you like that?
I sometimes get turned on by that.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping to hear.
I can honestly tell the difference between a cheap perfume and not a perfume, but a cologne and a guy who's wearing some really good stuff.
Yeah.
There's the good stuff and then there's the cheap stuff. Mm-hmm. And if someone's wearing the good stuff, I can tell. And it's like, that guy either got that for Christmas or he can spend some money on the good stuff. But then there's the stuff that just is, you can tell it was cheap and...
Then do you get into the big thing of, well, I wonder if he bought it himself and I wonder how much that bottle might have costed. What does he drive? Maybe where does he work? Should I ask him?
If he wants a date.
Yeah. Does he like Starbucks?
Does he like Starbucks? What's that going to do with anything?
Well, you take him out for coffee.
Oh, sure. And a smoke.
You can't smoke in there anyways. Can't smoke in anywhere anymore.
That's a good thing.
I guess we'll move right along to the one and only Jabbercast.
No, it's the Jabber quote, by the way. It's the second time we did that.
The Jabber quote.
Where's your mind?
I had a late night last night.
You had a late night last night.
I had a big show, and here we go.
Really big show. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Lips sink ships.
So then,
I'm going to tell you something, Big JD. It's fun to find a famous quote that has turnoff in it. It's practically impossible.
Yeah, that's got to be.
Because there's so many turn off things. You know what I mean? It's you can turn off a TV. You can turn off a light bulb or turn that camera off.
But being turned off is a whole other thing.
Yeah, to find something like that, it's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Maybe Steve and Larry can pop us something over that's not directly related.
People who speak in metaphor should shampoo my crotch.
What?
That's Jack Nicklaus.
That's just ridiculous.
Jack Nicholson, sorry.
Jack Nicklaus, the golfer.
Should shampoo my crotch? Why? My mother never saw the irony in calling me a son of a bitch. because he was a son of a bitch. That's why. This is all Jack Nicholson quotes.
Okay.
Does Jack Nicholson ever turn you off? Actually, he's a great actor.
He's an awesome actor, man. He's one of the pioneers, I'd say, of
his type of acting.
Mid, I don't know what you call it, mid career of movies. I mean, there was the early guys, then there was the Nicholson type, and now there's new people.
Once you've been really bad in a movie, there's a certain kind of fearlessness you develop. See, that's all you got to do is get really crappy at it, and you feel, I got away with that, I'm going to just keep going.
Yeah, I could never do worse than that, so everything's going to be good from now on.
Yep. I do that myself sometimes when I'm jamming. If you just screwed up a song completely, and then, you know, you're just freaking out in the moment.
Yeah, like then that. After that, it's like, it doesn't matter.
Nothing I can do.
If nobody, especially if nobody thought anything of that.
Exactly, and that's always the case.
Oh, it is, yeah. You'd always make more of it as a musician than the audience would, for sure. Because you know you screwed up, but people don't. And the funny thing is, sometimes when you go back and listen to a recorded stuff of a show or something, and it's just brutal, and nobody ever thought anything of it. They're just cheering like crazy. And you just listen to it, listen back, and think, how could it have ever been so bad? The guitars were out of tune, or who knows what, like for the whole song or something. And yeah. Nobody just seemed to know. They don't care. They're all drinking and partying, having a good time, and
I often wonder, do they know and they just don't say anything?
Not really. Unless it's musicians or something like that, maybe, or somebody that's picky or somebody that doesn't like you. They'll know. But the general public, I think in most cases they don't know. And especially they're, you know, drinking, having a good time. And I think it's got a lot more to do with your presence and your antics and your showmanship and that kind of thing. They're not so much paying as much attention, I don't think, to some of the mistakes or something that sounded off, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to they are, well, usually in a club, they're hanging out with each other and conversing with each other and not necessarily only watching either. But when they are, I think it's more about the show than the everything being perfect musically.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Performing and having people actually tell you that you were screwing up, that's usually going to be like a spouse or one of your buddies or someone who can.
Somebody who's paying attention. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I like doing those gigs where nobody's paying attention, where you're just in the background. And that does happen. It depends on, you know, who set it up or what the deal was, or if you played a bar and no one was there or whatever. And that's usually a good time to have a band practice, actually, to start working on stuff that you want to tighten up or learn something or whatever. And that's kind of what we were doing last night, learning new tunes right on the spot. Well, someone in the band knew them. Someone had to start it, but everybody seems to like it. As far as, like you say, it's the spectacle of the show. They're not really worried so much about that musicianship. As far as being turned off by bands or a live act, have you ever been in that situation before, JD? Sorry to make you talk, but...
In the situation of?
Where you've gone out and seen an act or a live something or other, and you've been turned off by what you've seen?
Can't really recall anything where I was really unhappy. I mean, maybe some local things or whatever, but what I think stars and... But professionals usually, they don't usually fall short.
What's Kramer's dude there? That would have been a big turnoff if you were there that night. It's like a train wreck. It's like you don't want to watch, but you're
watching. Yeah, you know, he did a horrible thing, but at the same time, you're like, holy cow, like you'd be talking about that for the next 2 months. I don't know that you'd really walk away from there thinking that you didn't get your money's worth.
That's true. Like,
you know what I mean? It was a whole show in itself, a show in a show, as we would call it.
Show in a show, almost like a tip in a tip from another fine show that we record. Speaking of other shows that we record, since it's getting on in time here, and this isn't our show, right?
Okay, this comes from Stephen Larry.
Okay, what's Stephen Larry got for
you? Jabber quote of the week. Men have to do some awfully mean things to keep up their respectability. Dissect that.
Men have to do some awful mean things to keep up their respectability?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, what does that mean exactly? I'm wondering if that means that in order to be cool in the man world, you got to do some mean things so you're respected. You know what I mean? You smack up your hoe in public.
Smack your biatch.
And the guys think, wow, that guy's pretty cool. We got to respect him. No, maybe not like that, but I mean,
no.
You know, something that's mean.
Yeah, I
like to
did,
be,
did a woman say that?
Who manly was? Thing. Who said it, actually? George Bernard Shaw.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Obviously, he was gay. I don't know. Yeah, I think he was gay, but I don't know.
Well, we got to figure it out before we can get out of here.
Okay.
Which is like very soon.
Yeah, it's getting on, that's for sure. Well, I can't agree with it, for one thing. I have to do some...
Depending on what it means, exactly. Does it only mean one thing?
Well,
men have to do some awfully mean things to keep up their respectability.
Well, if you do mean things to other people, how do you get respect? I'm just kind of curious about that.
And does respectability... Now, which way does he mean by that? Does that mean to keep up their respectability? Is that to respect others? Or to have them self-respected. Wouldn't it be said another way, possibly, if it was yourself?
Yeah, I think it's...
To be respected, you would think it would say to be, you know, I'd have to do some mean things in order to be to keep my respect. But it's to keep their respectability. If you have respectability, doesn't it seem like you have respect for others? Or no?
No, I look at it as how much people respect you.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And when you do mean things, how can you get that respectability? Is there a way? I'm kind of curious. I know teachers back in the day, they used to whack you. So that's how they got their respect from the students.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
And whacking kids is mean. But mm-hmm. that's why I respected Sister Clarence. Because right. she had that stick. Whack!
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't screw around with her. I didn't say anything mean to her, nasty, you know. So I think that goes both ways.
I guess, but it also says men.
I know, but I think it goes for women too.
Yeah, I would say so.
I think it's...
A firm hand means respect in a lot of cases. But this is, I don't know, it's not such a direct, you know, it sort of makes you wonder what he meant exactly.
Yes.
Because you would think it would have been worded different.
And he was a man of words.
Yeah, and that's what they do. They trick you with these kinds of things. They leave it open to some speculation.
Interpretation.
That's the word.
And that's what we're doing right here on the Jabber Quote, interpreting
our interpretations of quotes by others.
Yes.
Well, that's a wrap this week, I do believe.
I believe so.
We'll be back next week with...
Clothing and fashion. Your mother wouldn't let you wear jeans with holes in them, and now you actually have to pay big bucks for them because they are in style. Low rise is back. Is the chick's G-string above the back of her pants really hot? Depends what kind of tattoo she's got back there.
Not to chicks.
Sandals with socks. Now that's awesome fashion.
That's sweet.
Belt or no belt. This will be fun with fashion gurus. We got a fashion guru coming in next week?
Yeah, we're both fashion gurus. We know it all. We look simply fabulous.
Oh, my. We should have your wife in here, I think.
Yeah.
Honestly. Tell us about fashion and
that would be fun. We could just get the wives in here on the show.
I think we're gonna have some.
That would be pretty funny.
We need a couple fashion consultants.
We should actually have one on the show, maybe. Can we get a real one?
A real fashion consultant?
Yeah. Where would you get one?
At the fashion consultant place. No, I don't know. Is there such people?
Well, I don't know. Probably in a store that would sell different high-end brands of fashion. Or not high-end, maybe, but
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Like,
popular clothing,
yeah,
or something.
Fashion, something in fashion. We can talk about that too. What's in fashion and what's fashionable and
what's not, perhaps.
Yeah, we'll get to that next week. But I guess that's going to do it for today.
Like, it might not be fashionable is not the G-string sticking up the top of low-rise pants, but maybe part of the G-string hanging out the bottom of shorts. That would be pretty brutal. And we'll leave you with that, folks, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the
Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.